You are listening to Indie Soul Rhythms with Minchi Alfonso.
It's good for us. And it's good for me, yeah.
The show that brings you the very best in Indie Soul. It's probably the grooviest show on the planet.
We've got Gina Sedman joining us tonight. Gina, welcome to Indie Soul Rhythm.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. I'm going to start with your music career and your musical evolution. So you got 30 years in the music industry. What has shaped your journey as an artist?
You know, I just believe that it has been just my passion for the arts. Ever since I was young, I've always had a passion for anything that dealt with the arts, whether it was music, theater, you know, dance. So I think that my life and the trajectory of my life was already kind of going in that path ever since I was young.
Wow. And you've released over 15 albums with multiple number one hits. What's been the key to your longevity and success?
First of all, I think that it's all about the purpose and what the Lord has carved for my life. I think that's the key for anyone's really success. It depends on, you know, what God's will is for you. But I think I just had that desire again, you know, to do what I love to do. And I think that the doors, you know, open, the doors that were supposed to open, just open. And all I had to do is just be available and be willing to share my talent and use my talent. And I think things just kind of, you know, took off from there.
That's amazing. So what's been the most surprising or unexpected moment in your career so far?
I believe for me, it's kind of like I have a long little life there. I said long little because it's little compared to people that are a little bit more senior than me, but it's a long compared to other people. But I think for me, the thing that stands out the most would be, you know, being able to be on the BBC, BBC Radio. I think that was the most unexpected. And just one of those moments that I just felt like I wanted to just get up and just dance, you know?
Wow. Yeah, you talked about people much older than you. We are in the same age bracket. So we're still young. I get it.
Awesome.
And so I understand you've moved from California to the UK. What inspired you to make that move? And how has that influenced your musical career?
Well, I was inspired to make the move because I met the most amazing man in the world, in my opinion. I'm sure other women might say that about their husbands. But for me, I just met my best friend in the whole wide world. And I say he's my best friend first. And second, he's my husband. And you know, I just felt that it was right. I felt that it was the right thing to do. We had been in two separate countries during our marriage. And it was difficult, but it wasn't difficult for us to stay committed, but it was very difficult to be apart. And we just decided, hey, you know, let me come out here and be with you. And so, you know, since I've been out here, you know, it's definitely been wonderful because both him and I were both creative people. And I think that that has definitely been an influence in my life to be able to open up to, you know, some more creativity or be married to someone who's also creative and be in a creative home. So I think that was a wonderful thing that has happened.
I like what you said, that you're married to your best friend. So how has the UK music scene embraced your artistry compared to the US?
Well, I will say that the UK has been just, the people here are just lovely. They have embraced me, but I think it all depends also in who you choose to be around. Your company can, people would probably respond, differently depending on who you're around. And I have been truly blessed to be in a, just to have people around me that are just beautiful, beautiful, amazing people, and like yourself. And
Thank
so I think it's been a wonderful and very warm welcome for me. I'm learning so much about so many different cultures. It is different. Of course, anyone that comes from any one place and moves to another place, whether you're transferring, to different countries or different states or whatever, you're still trying to learn the culture. So, and it's not like home, but it has definitely just been beautiful. The culture, the music culture is absolutely amazing here. It's very creative a place, and it definitely is. Also, helping me to expand. California has a different type of style of music, but the UK has a style. So I think being out here and being around the influence of different cultures and taking what I have from America, and kind of colliding those things together, I think it's really, really expanded, my thought process on the direction that I want to go as an artist creatively.
Nicely put. Talking about your independent artistry and also your business hat, what inspired you to become an independent artist? Because I know that this is the hardest thing to do for a lot of people. And as well, being an entrepreneur, and how do you balance running a label, a magazine, radio station, doing film, and still remain true to your artistry as an independent artist? It's a loaded question, I know, but
Okay, let's go back to the first one really quick. How did I become a, what influenced me to become an independent artist? When I get done answering that, then I'll probably, like we said, because we're kind of, a little bit, older than most. I might need to be reminded here. But what influenced me to become an independent artist is simply, just I when I was in my early 20s, I was signed onto a label. And when you're young, when you're really young, you see the music industry different. And I think that just has a lot to do with the maturity level that you have. And all you want to do is you just want to do what you want to do. I just want to go sing, and I want to, and you see things on TV and you're like, that's what I want. And I can honestly say for me, like, I've never ever been attracted to fame. Not even money. I mean, obviously, we all need to pay our bills and stuff, but I really truly just love to sing, and I think that was like my inspiration. And so I was blessed enough at a young age to get signed onto a label. Shortly after I got signed, probably maybe about a year in or year or two within that period of time, the label folded, and I just remember my, just feeling so let down. It's like, what? I'm just like, I'm ready to take off. It's like taking off an airplane and it immediately lands, and you don't get to your destination. And I just remember the feeling of being so disappointed, and the reality hit me, kind of like, wow, and then also being able to be blessed enough to experience a lot of things while I lived in California, within the music industry, and kind of getting quite close and to a lot of people that were kind of way up in the music industry, and seeing being there, seeing things that did not go within my, went against my moral values as a Christian woman. So I don't want to compromise my faith or my moral values for anyone. I always wanted to be a good role model for young women that were coming up under me. So all of those were a factor in me choosing to have an independent career, because I felt at that point I can be able to write the things that I want to write about, and I'm not going to be forced to talk about things that go against what I believe, or I don't want to be forced to do things that I don't agree with. And also, I want to, take my career into my hands and be able to, navigate it myself in that kind of sense, and learn. I think when you're independent, you have great great opportunities to learn the business, to make mistakes, And mistakes are wonderful because you grow through those mistakes. And so I think that it's been for me the best decision that I could have ever made to be an independent recording artist. So, and what was the other question?
Oh, the other question was just about you balancing all the things that you're doing, you know, running a label, magazine, invitation. Yeah.
But I think one of the things, in regards to balancing, I think just as a woman in general, I think God has given us this natural ability to balance a lot of things. Not that men don't, because men are they definitely can do it. I'm not one of these people, men versus women kind of thing, who does it better, because I think we all do wonderful things in our own right. But I do believe that as women, God gives us this thing to balance family and children and be able to do this and then go out here and, make sure this one goes off to school and then husband is fed and all this kind of stuff. And so we have that in us already. And I think that I was just able to take that ability and just kind of, work through different things. And these are all things that I love to do. So I just kind of put them in this house, if you will, and each part of who I am, it went into a different room in a sense. So I was able to express all of those different things. And I feel that it's very important that, we and some people, their main focus is one thing, and which is great. That's, it's not people that have a lot of things are better, or one person has one. I think it's that you should, while you're on this earth, you should find out what it is that God called you to do. What dreams, desires, aspirations do you have? And don't put yourself into one, just pigeonhole yourself into one place and say, well, I sing, so that's my purpose. I think that a person can have multiple things. I wanted to explore. I said, God, whatever you've given me, I want to explore it. I want to do film. I love to do film. So I took off some time out of music and I just wanted to perfect that. And then I love helping people. And, I want to do magazines, or, I want to own a magazine and do interviews. I want to help independent artists, or, I want to do music. And so I, just all of these different things that just popped up in my head, I just wanted to do them. So I would just take the time out, do it, and then go and do this kind of thing and do this thing. And then, it just kind of all just came together. I think it's just because I love it. I enjoy it. It's not a hassle. And when it becomes a hassle for me, then I just kind of push that off the side. I'm like, okay, I'm getting burnout, and let me go over here now and focus more on that. So, it's just, you just juggle it. You just do it because you love it.
Yeah, you've been called the Mother Teresa of film for supporting emerging artists, and you did say you like helping people. Why is this so important to you?
The reason why it's so important to me is because just the things that I've gone through in my life. I don't really like to go back. I know a lot of you say, "Oh, my childhood," but I do think that things that are foundational for us can shape our journeys. And so I think because of growing up, I went to 14 different schools. Moved 9 different times, and there was just not really a lot of stability in my life as in my childhood. So when you go from place to place and you're always being ripped out of one place and you're being placed into someone else, where else, you're going into a new school, all of these children know each other, and then you're just there. And I was never mistreated. Like, no kids ever abused me or bullied me, but I just kind of felt like I always felt invisible. I always felt invisible. And it kind of made me, kind of go into this reclusive shell, and go into my kind of like my creative space a lot and be kind of alone a lot. And I think that actually was a blessing, because what I kind of felt like, wow, this was very difficult as a child, growing up in this kind of environment where I had to keep being misplaced and keep moving. But I think that now it's given me a really, really passionate, compassionate heart for people who are overlooked and underserved or rejected, or are made to feel like they're nothing or they don't matter. And for me, I just want to make sure that people around me, my main mission in life is to, when I see people, to love people, to be kind to people, let people know that they matter, that they have a purpose. And if I can make someone feel important and let them see their value and how God created them to be so amazing and so wonderful, then that's where my heart is. So everything that I've done, it's my heart to help others because I want people to be seen. I don't want them to feel like I felt growing up, you know?
Really amazing. Really, really amazing. So, from all that experience, what advice would you give to anyone aspiring to be an independent artist?
I would say first and foremost, don't compromise your values. And I know that might not be the thing that that probably people think that they would hear. They would think you say, "Oh, go for your dreams and go all out and everything like that." I would say first of all, have a foundation. Know who you are. Know what you where your boundaries are. My motto for my business is without boundaries, there are no limits. Have boundaries in your life. And I don't care what anyone says to you. I don't care if they put $1 million in front of you. You have got to know who you are and what how far you're willing to go and how far you're not willing to go. And if someone wants to offer you something that goes against what you believe, do not compromise your values for it because later down the line you will regret it. So I would say that would be the biggest thing, have those boundaries. And I also would say to them to definitely explore the idea that you might be walking through these journeys alone a lot of times. There will be people that will come in your life that will be wonderful, that will support you, that will encourage you. But after you shut Facebook down and all the likes and everything like that, and you're not looking at them, you're faced with the reality that it's just you, against the world in a sense. You have to get out there and network and make things happen. So definitely explore just what it is to be an independent artist and what you need to do to prepare for you walking this journey and trying to figure things out on your own. And then when people come and plow, be grateful. Tell people thank you. Be kind to people. Don't be the kind of artist that has this big head. I don't care what opportunities happen for you. Don't walk around arrogant. Be humble, and don't ever think that you're better than anybody else just because you have a talent. We're all just different. We all have different interests. Maybe one person wants to be a janitor, one person wants to be a teacher, a lawyer, a doctor, one person wants to be a babysitter. It doesn't matter. We just all have different interests in life, and we're all sprinkled around in this world to make a difference in different people's lives in the world. If we were all on one side doing one thing, right? If everybody went on one side of the boat would tip over. So it's a beautiful thing at the end of the day that I can go to a restaurant and there's someone who, oh, I love, I'm passionate about serving others and they want to do it. Or, we can go into the bathroom and the bathroom is clean. Now the janitor has value because if it wasn't, you'd be like, where, who clean, there's no one here to clean the bathroom, but then people will look down. So that same wealthy person still has to go and use, or you guys say the loo or the toilet. I'm sorry, let me get here. This is for my American people, the restroom, and for my UK people, the loo. But then at that point, then you see how much value they have. So always have a humble heart, always be kind to people, always be, just be willing to look at yourself as though you are no better, you're no better or no worse than anybody. We're all human and we're all valuable before God. There's no better or greater. So I think if you have that, that can take you a long way, even further than your talent to me. Treat people kindly, be good to people.
Wise words. I couldn't have put it any better.
Yeah.
You've got an so I'm going to look at upcoming projects and the future. You have a new album, 1972, which drops on the 1st of June. Am I correct? What was
Yes.
the imp inspiration behind that album?
Yes. Well, 1972, it was the year that I was born.
Yeah.
And so I did not spend my teen years in the 70s, but I did spend my childhood in the 70s. And I would say Some of the best, I think, when I look over my life before everything just kind of started going pear-shaped, probably in my teen years. But before that, it was almost like the best years of my life. That was, before my parents went through a divorce. I just remember having these wonderful family Christmases and all my friends and us skating, And so basically, I was just thinking about all of the fun things that I did as a child in the 70s. My mom had this big black Cadillac that she named Mercy. And we'd be in there with 8-track player, listening to all the great music. We were playing the albums, listening to Soul Train. We would get up on Saturday morning and watch Soul Train and Fat Albert. And so I was just trying to think about all of the wonderful things. So that's what inspired that. It was the year that I was born. And then the overall album, it's just, the music that I grew up listening to, the things that I was exposed to, every generation is going to be exposed to at least two generations of music before them. So you're going to get your generation, your parents' generation, and their parents' generation, because they were probably your parents were probably playing their music, their albums, the parents' albums, the parents' parents' albums. So you're going to get exposure to all of those things. So I was able to get exposure to, the Jackie Wilsons and, the Ella Fitzgerald at the same time, the good 70s music, that when I in my childhood that I grew up, and then, the 80s and 90s on through. So I think I was a part of that last generation that was blessed enough to experience the Marvin Gaye's and the Smokey Robinson's and Motown and all that kind of stuff, and it be I have access to that through records and listening to that. So I wanted to definitely bring back that kind of music, and because that's what's authentic to me. I don't want to, just because I'm getting older, I don't want to say, oh, I gotta go over here and do what the young people are doing. I'm not trying to be young. I don't mind being, I'm 52 and I'm proud. God has blessed me. I just want to be Gina and I want to grow with my generation. And if you're anywhere around my age or you're younger and you love it, great. But if not, we're just gonna rock this thing on out and do it the way we do it until we die.
So the lead singer, yeah, I'm with you 100%. My kind of jam. The lead single of 1972, "Give Love," which is currently on my playlist, and
Thank
yeah,
you.
it's receiving quite a lot of love. It features Grammy-winning guitarist Michael J. Calhoun and your husband Andrew Seidman. What was it like working with them?
Yes, it was amazing. I also want to say it has my brother from another mother out here, Mr. Ryan McCaffrey from Confusion, the band Confusion. He is absolutely a genius. So I do need to, he was also, he put all types of, bells and whistles, and he's an amazing keyboardist and pianist, just absolutely. So we, all three of us, contribute. I did bass on there as well. And what, it's Give Love. It's, like I said, it's what I'm about. It's the message that I want to share. I feel that a lot of times, there's so many things in this world to talk about. So I think, I don't want to just talk about one thing all the time, just only relationships, but I think they're just beautiful things to talk about in the world. So I just really I wanted to focus on the importance of sharing love and giving love to people. And I think right now, even in the way the world is right now, I think it's so important. This is a message for today. I think it's a message that so many people need to hear. And I just pray that they will hear it in their heart and they will hear it with action, not just in their ears, but that they were here with action, to love people. It's not about this person right, this person's wrong, this person or whatever. If we all just decide to love, we can change the world, one person at a time. So that's what I'm about. So yeah, that's what, and so working with them was amazing. Michael J. Calhoun, from the Daz Band, I mean, just amazing. He just he's absolutely, his guitar playing is just insane. It's just insane. So he definitely came in there. And then Chris Kuda, also from Kinsmen Daz Band, he also put in some horn parts in there at the end, which was beautifully done. Then my husband, he just is just incredible. He's like one of my favorite percussionists ever, you know, on the percussions. He was just absolutely amazing. He put all the little bells. It was, you know, percussionists are so funny because they just have this big box and they have, you know, it's like just it's fun because they've got like toys and they're just pulling out stuff. It's like, okay, you got this, you know, you got this tambourine and now you got this thing and what's that? Like you got spoon. Like he's got all these different instruments and I just love it. It's just amazing. So we just kind of I brought them in. I wrote, produced it, arranged it, and I brought them in to do some live, bring in live instrumentation in it, and they just did such a beautiful job. So wonderful. All of them amazing, amazing. And I feel honored to work with them, all of them.
Yeah, we got to give you your flowers. It's a beautiful song and it's
Thank
timely.
you.
It's appropriate for what we are going through in the world right now. Yeah.
Thank you.
You've accomplished quite a lot, do you have a dream project or any collaborations you still want to pursue or anything rather?
Right. You know what? I'm not really sure. I think those things just kind of will come as they come. I know that I really respect a lot of artists. I find inspiration through, you know, independent artists. I find inspiration through, you know, major artists. I think that there are a lot of people that do great things that I think that if, you know, that time came and they were to approach me and, you know, and I think that we can do something great, it would happen. But I can't think of anybody like, you know, for, you know, to say, oh, I've got to work with this particular person. I just, you know, it's like it's one of those things if it just comes, you know, if it just comes and it's right, then I say, hey, let's do it. You know, it'll be great if it's right, you know. But it definitely had to be someone that would, you know, allow me to be able to be myself and be my own unique self within that project, you know. And then you know them being their unique self as well and bringing that together, and I'm big on uniqueness and you know,
That's perfect.
yeah.
So what can fans expect from you in 2025? Are there any show dates, any projects in the works?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think for a while, I kind of did the hippie thing, you know. And I kind of tapped out for a minute, you know. So I'm just like, okay, I don't know, you know. I want to make sure I do everything, but if I would say right now, what's on my mind right now is to keep the music going. I think I'm having fun with that, and I think I'm gonna keep the music going. Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at right now. I think I'm just gonna continue to do that. So, working on some things, possibly working on something probably around August time, around that time, you know. And so I have been putting some things together, but we'll see, you know, I've got to have the writing inspiration, everything has to come together, but definitely more music will be coming out of me. That's definite. And anything else, I have no idea right now. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, earlier on you mentioned your faith, in God. How has that approached sorry, shaped your approach to music and business?
Yes, I think it's shaped everything. It's shaped my entire life. You know, it just definitely gives me, you know, the integrity that I need. Dealing with people, being a person of, you know, a word, my word. You know, if I say something, following through with that. I think it has definitely shaped my message that I say because it's not only the beat. You know, yes, the beat has to be good and catchy, but for me, the message has to be just as powerful as the beat, because when people are stumping their feet, I want them to hear what I'm saying because you know it's something that's coming from my heart. So I think my faith in Christ, and who I believe, I don't want to be a person that is a hypocrite. You don't have to be perfect to be a believer in Christ. You just have to believe that Christ is and that He can forgive you of your sins. But that doesn't mean that we're gonna overnight be just like, you know, that there's not going to be any kind of things that we have to grow because I'm definitely growing and I'm learning even at my age, you know, I make mistakes and I mess up and I sin like anyone else does, but I know that That I can get back up and say, okay, Lord, where did I go wrong right here? And I'm just gonna get back up and try to do better and try to fix this. And so the message that I teach, I definitely want to make sure that my life is a living testimony to what I sing about. It also the way I present myself physically as a woman, I want to present myself as, with class and with elegance, because I just believe that the most beautiful thing about women should be your virtue and how you present yourself physically. The words that come out of your mouth, to make sure that they're seasoned words and not words that that women shouldn't be saying or not ladylike, those type of things. So all of those kind of things, I think my faith definitely shapes my whole entire career, the music that I do, the films that I do, how I interact with people, all those kind of treat people. So it definitely is the center. Christ is the center of my life, and I know it's the desire of my heart to please God. I fall short, but it's the desire of my heart. I just keep getting back up and trying it again, but that is the desire of my heart, to allow that to shape every aspect of my life and being a great wife to my husband. So
I think that also applies to men. We also got to,
yeah.
have, integrity. We have to be an example. We have to treat our wives right. So I don't think it just falls on women only. I think it also applies to men, because if both sexes actually apply those principles, the world would be a much, much better place. I believe so.
Yes,
So what's the
absolutely.
list?
Yeah, we especially
Sorry.
have to teach the older needs to teach the younger.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So what still excites you most about your work, and what legacy do you hope to leave for the next generation of artists?
So I just the legacy that I want to leave is to let them know it doesn't matter what you've been through in life. As I said, I've been through a lot, and I've made a lot of wrong moves in my life. Well-meaning, well-intentioned, but I was a broken young lady, very broken home. So a lot of the decisions that I made were just out of my own personal brokenness. But I will tell them that it doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter how many wrong moves you've made or mistakes. Every time, every day, there's a new day. There's grace for that new day. I would say get back up, dust yourself off. Don't allow the negativity. Don't even allow, don't even look back at your past and say, man, you can do something. You can still be all that God's called you to be. Just go for it. If you don't know something, learn. There's resources out there that you can go and figure it out. So I think that's the legacy that I want to show people. And even at my age, even if you've raised children, you feel like you've given your all to your family, like, what am I supposed to do? I would say get out there. I started film career, when I was in my 40s, and never been to film school before, but it was just something that I decided to do. So, as long as God gives you life, get out there and do something, make a difference in someone else's life. Even the wrong that you've done, you can go back and help young people and tell your testimony to them and show them why this doesn't work and what can. So I think that will be the biggest legacy, to tell them to get out there and do it, and don't let your past determine your future. You can do it. I always say I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, but you can do it. Just get out there and do it, and you're going to be amazing. You're going to be powerful. You're going to be awesome. You're going to be beautiful and love people. And I think that is, if I was dead and gone, that's what I would want to say to people. Yes.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yes.
Got a couple of fun questions.
Okay.
Yeah, if you were to walk in somebody's shoes for a day, who might that be?
Oh boy. If I was to walk in someone's shoes, whose shoes would I walk in? Well, I definitely, like I said, I desire to be a woman of God. I would definitely not want to walk in his shoes, because I can't, I'm not good enough to walk in Christ's shoes, but I definitely want to be led by the Lord. And just, But a person, wow. I don't know. It's a really difficult question for me to answer. I really don't know. I just think for me, I just aspire to be the woman that God's called me to be.
There's no right or wrong answer. And
Yeah.
what's the worst piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, wow. Best piece of advice. To be kind. To be kind. To never give up. My dad used to tell me before he passed, he said, never say never. And that I think has helped me throughout my life. Never say never, never, never quit, never be a quitter, you know. If you try something and you don't like it, then follow it through and finish that particular project, and then you don't have to do it again, but stay the whole time through that. Be a woman of your word, be a woman of integrity. So I think those are great pieces of advice that I was given from my dad. Yeah.
Very powerful as well. And
Yes.
finally, what's the best compliment you've ever received?
Oh, wow. I think when someone told me that I was an inspiration to them, that to me was a blessing to hear that I could inspire somebody. That's beautiful, you know, that's beautiful.
That's
You know, we don't know who's watching you. You don't think you're being watched, but to know that someone else watched me and told me that I was inspiration to them, that was like huge. And it just also really made me realize even more so. It's like, okay, God, I've got to realize that people are watching me. I need to, you know, make sure that I get this right. I don't want to cause anyone to. You know, I don't want to cause anyone to stumble. I don't want to cause anyone to, you know, be discouraged or anything by something that I'm doing or whatever. So, to know that I'm a role model to someone is great. You know, yeah.
No, that's definitely a compliment anyone would want to receive. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Gina, we thank you so much for taking time just to chat to us, give us a
Thank
little bit,
you.
of insight about you and your work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time, and this platform is always open whenever you have something you want to share or whatever. Thank you so much. And
Thank
before we
you.
let you go, could you do us the honor of introducing my favorite single, Give Love?
Yes, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is my song from my EP 1972, Give Love. And that's exactly what we want you to do, is spread love all over the world. God bless you.
Amen.
those you call your friends. It takes only one person at a time to change the world and make it right.